Uyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 21 Mphalakazi 2018 ngupraxidus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi efike esikolo.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi, lapho abantu ababefuna khona ikheshi, ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya akubhadala khona ikheshi, okungalayikho kheshi, okungala swipe. So manje kade sabantu zindwendwe zodwa, abantu vele isiminye eminye, akwazakala ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwalisa nzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomnyama yomanza mnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlanganele lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabehambakiyo kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngeholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulo yinguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba ngemva kwalomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uMnumzana Takawafira Jowu uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abasethule kuMnangagwa, uJo uthe bafuna ababalisi bengezele iholo lifike kunkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3000 ngenyanga.
Umsangano wathaitha na president tataura
umhlangano esiwukhulumileyo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awuseni ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi pili aziseni. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance acheneyo, njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo, kodwa imali abayiholayo eye-$284 imali elutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezitolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphandle.
Maria wanotambira nge-$284 imali shoma zikuru kwazo.
Uzo uphinde wathi bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endaweni ezikhatshana lalapho abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvataachitaura vava vachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuthi bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa, kanye lokuthi obaba labomama abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini, okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezemali lenotho yelizwe okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo. Bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileyo.
Bathe bachataura na minister wabo unomiria disability.
Biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe nguMnangagwa ukuba uza kwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo, kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lukholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ uMnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthe ababalisi abasoze babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafizanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganeni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade khona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izifiso zabo.
Umhlangano wethu uhambe kuhle kakhulu, senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welizwe uPresident Mnangagwa ukuthi thina njengababalisi sile nhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, yona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo. Ngakhangeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu enelise ukuyafika emsebenzini i-$90. And esithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona le $90. And esithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vele ayenelise. Okunye esikhulume ngakho indaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundela ukuba ngababalisi, inkolo yabo yakhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali engange-$150. But ungakhangela abafundela ukuba ngamasosha, abafundela ukuba ngamapholisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngawukhuluma lesikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini, njalo Mnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana Pho Mavima okade khona la kulomhlangano utshele Studio 7 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzelwe eVic Falls ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise kwengezela iholo lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Asisenelisanga ukuthola icele likamphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimoto kuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwalise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni ongekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamelele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. Sokusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlangene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu nyeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakobulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababefuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi emakhaya akubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungala swiping. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini okusho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khona lapho akobulawayo kanti ningi belifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabuyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwe namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwangana asilethele uhlupho lapha kulele.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanse kakhulu vela kusathengeki, uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba ama-prizes sokule prize ye-USA sokule prize ye-bond abantu vela ama-queues agcwele balayinile abantu badidene vele. I-prize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba kobulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusileka kwemali sokusaphekthile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele asisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngapi sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebondi. Ibondi nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ema-store ezinye alisebenzi, ibondi bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket. But when you want ukuthi uthi uyathenga ezinye izinto ibondi kabasasivumele. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela. ngoba supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibond. Ungathi uhamba kuma hardware uthi atisamende ba uzabe kutshela nge US dollar. Uthi atufuna insimba utshela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuna ukuthenga ba utshela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar ngona ngasithi thola. So thina besicela sithi uhulumende nxa enganceda isincede isizwele njengabantu bayo. Isikhiphele leli bond yalifakayo ngoba ibond leli selisithwala senziwa. Ngabuyezwa sibili siki sibisake lu president ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikhiphele ibond ngoba ibond selisilimazile asisakwanisi ukuthi siphefumule enxa yebond.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni, amabhanga awalamali, abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola leMelika. Uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kanhlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela iningi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla uzalunga, kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si lokhu esisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphindi. Usithandekile Nkomhlanga owe-Studio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganiseni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyana esasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoroni lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga imali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyiphanike ukuthi abantu sebesiya ku-holiday kumbe i-shortage sibe yaba khona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga akhona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula kiyo kathesi ngikhulumisana labantu se-Medland kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 ugadumile emnyango bangena ngi-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but ebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokhu kule ndwendwe nje kuphela. Inani lokhu eliyilo lona leyani babelitshilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa i-$50 then amakhampani aphiwa i-$100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona sengidlula kulaba abathengisa ezokudla le i-chicken in sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yaseMelika ngebhondi. Nga uthi uyaqathanisa ngemali yakithi i-price zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele Melika i-2-piece yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheapa nga uthenga nge-US. But ihlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yeMelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhodabhoda bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje loba sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana baningi kakhulu kula esithi ngama-free market. Ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako, kuphithizelwa kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa ke
wayisho-ke isindaba phendule inkinga-ke indawo yamafutha le sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo siziyavaleka ukuthi akusula weyi ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini aba yidabhu aba mathathu kuloku nzima. Kukhanye kakunabungcono obuba khona sibili emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhane ngasemabhumuthi ngengafika ngasemarentini aye emakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali emafutheni-ke akulabungcono akulabubeni sibiyende lishi zikhula zisiya phambili.
Lo ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zakoBulawayo iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Namhlanje sinika abalaleli benu bethu ithuba lokuthi batho kuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga kanye lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoda. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngizomvikela kuhulumende wemelika usecretary of defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi ke isitishi esikhulu sendizamtshina sakwelebhilithane sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina ele-Gatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngcoleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcwele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kule South Africa basemabhasini emchoveni kubomalaitha nasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma sebesekhaya. Kodwa kiningi lithi alithokoze ngendlela iziphathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBed Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaye emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo mangaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzakala eborder sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi ngathi 1.5 days seborder impela imoto zingadluli. Ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali ukuthi mhlawumbe udlulise cha uzosokola ngempela, hayi kunzima eborder kunzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Xwele ukuthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulungcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcele la ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esiphosa sifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpopo unkosikazi Makoma Makhurupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBed Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Abengene elizweni kungelamvumo njalo amapholisa asisize kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obethiweyo ozakhululwa manje kuqoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe jikelele.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBed Bridge yiyo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Melestudio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu lemele eZimbabwe yomncintisano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League ele FC Platinum uNomeni Mapheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville ele ASA Otto kusasa. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mpheza utshele ukulathela izindaba zemidlalo ukuba ngasoze balideleli iqembu le-AS Othoho ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primero de Agosto kuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedluleyo we-CAF Champions League. umqeqeqi lo uthi bangakwazi imhlophe uma babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudinga ukuxhaswa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club. I think we're just 90 minutes away from.
Wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamachumi ayithoba munye munye ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba sesibaya esomzuzwane weCAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esiludingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu leFC Platinum ukuze silulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu leFC Platinum lele ASOTO wabe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngensonto edlileyo njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leFC Platinum lingadlulela phambili nxa umdlalo ongafika komlindo uyacina zingutshikilo bhanqa kungela qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMabheza yena uthe bazizama uba behlokohle ngoba nxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahluhlanwanga bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi siyaphela. Iqembu leFC Platinum seliyake limele ilizwe leZimbabwe ngomncintiswano yokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi laseAfrika kodwa ngalizake linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lonyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nabo linye icele iqembu leSotho ngokuqala ukuba liphathe umncintiswano weCAF Champions League. Iqembu leFC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi laseAfrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise inkezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yamandaba esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Untungamile inkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Ujeshwa Nkomo kawethu. Ujeshwa Nkomo kawethu. Joshua Nkomo.
Umqali wesiziba nguBrian Sibanda insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfokanyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu. Othe ukuxubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo ngikhuluma ngento eziningi empilo ngothando ngezinkolo nani konke ongakucabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiya kalombili njalo lengethi umdene. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la ka Khisimusi nasemnyakeni omusha ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni sithi kuphepha sisiphatheni kahle impilo yefana nje naye ngazi nazo zonke izinsuku engakusho kuba ukuthi mina ngiyathanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathi kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwele South Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. Sisuke ke ebhambazi silubhekise echolotsho lapho okudabuka khona umhlabeleli wesibili unkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye ocula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlala telikankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu.
Bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo wethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi imiyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ukuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396. Bawube sebengitholile ke lapho edwa bengene kuFacebook kwipheji lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi. Ungakwazi ukungithola kuWhatsApp.
Uphuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila magwala.
Sesifike emaphetheleni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo lwathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labo abalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla koBulawayo lakwezinye indaba indawo zelizwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili unkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.